Well, earlier this month there was news that David Beckham is to launch his very own whiskey, and that Graham Norton, we talked about that, was going to produce his very own wine. So we've already seen everything from 50 Cent's vitamin drink to Hulk Hogan's pasta. And everyone will have heard, of course, of Dr. Dre's Beats and the George Foreman Grill. I have no doubt there are George Foreman grills gathering dust and cobwebs in garages all around the country. Michael O'Keefe is marketing executive with PSG, and he knows what works and certainly what doesn't work in the world of celebrity endorsements and products. Good morning to you, Michael. Well, now, he was meant to be there, and suddenly he's... Pick for me, Lord. Are you there, Michael? I'm sure he's trying to say hello, but we can't hear. We'll talk to Michael in a second about these celebrity endorsements like this one from George Clooney.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Do you mind if
of
I...
Of course. I don't think I have a pen.
Huh? I just want an espresso.
Yeah. An espresso. What else?
Okay, that's George Clooney advertising Nespresso. It kind of works. I always feel like George Clooney when I have mine in the morning. No, I don't. But it's a good endorsement, no doubt, can help with a good product, if the product's decent. Michael O'Keefe, good morning to you.
Hey, Ryan, how are you? Good morning to you.
Are we Mick or Michael?
Mick is fine.
Oh,
to you.
Sounds
Mick
good.
Is fine.
Now that we've spoken for all of 22 seconds, I suppose we're on those terms. The most recent endorsements that we've seen, Mick.
Yeah, some big ones in the last couple of weeks. There's a video doing the rounds of our friend David Beckham riding beautifully through the Scottish Highlands on his motorbike with his hands in the air, endorsing a new brand of whiskey, which looks like an aftershave bottle. And we also have Graham Norton bringing out his own line of wine for a guy who once said that he drank wine for breakfast. It's an interesting brand endorsement, but I think that one is a charity gig. But no, I was just listening to you earlier as well around the Oscar Pistorius stuff. And, you know, there's a guy who obviously was hot property, and now, you know, when you look in the last couple of years, his sponsorship deals and endorsement deals were about $2 million a year, and, you know, he's dropped by Nike with that famous bullet in the chamber ad, if you remember, before the last just after the last Olympics and Paralympics, and Oakley also dropped him. So
us about
needs
that
to be careful too. Yeah, well, I suppose he was hot property in that, you know, he was really the kind of disability sport champion. He was the king of Paralympic sport and really the poster boy for that sport. And Nike came on board, and Oakley and a number of others. And he also did a couple of awareness ads for helping young homosexual men in South Africa as well to come out and be brave. And the Bullet in the Chamber ad was an ad that had him in that kind of very kind of dark, kind of aggressive, you know, stance just before he's about to sprint. And it was an ad that Nike did, which they actually dropped pretty quickly after these allegations, well, not allegations anymore, after the case started.
And the money for these guys is just out the door in terms of celebrity endorsements, but they've been going, have they not, since for hundreds of years, really?
Yeah, well, I know you probably have your China collection there at home, but it started way back in the 1760s. Mr. Joshua Wedgwood, whose name would probably be familiar to most people's aunties and grannies around the place, but he used the royal family to promote his pottery back in the 1700s. And I suppose the whole science behind this thing is that through mere kind of association with a certain person or a certain kind of person, well, then that gives a kind of a third party credibility, I suppose. The more scientific marketeers of today would say that it helps with memory recall because people remember the name rather than the product first. And, you know, there's countless examples of kids walking into sports shops around town looking for Lionel Messi football boots, whereas actually they're buying Adidas football boots. So particularly that young and impressionable age, and I suppose yourself, and you're going down the mean streets of Booters Town like myself as a young lad wearing Nike Air Jordans, you know, it was more about Jordan than Nike sometimes. And the other big one, you're talking about money, the famous one, and I fell into this trap too, buying it, the George Foreman grill.
Yes.
At one stage, George Foreman was making $4.5 million a month on the back of it. It was said they sold 100 million units since 1994, the George Foreman grill. And actually, he was making so much money, they did buy him out of it in 1999. So even though his name remained on the tin, so to speak, they actually had to buy him out because he was taking so much money out of them.
Right. Okay. And do you still have yours, Mick? Is it still...
I do. It sits in with my skateboard and my Lolo ball hanging out.
Just under
in
your
that room.
Just
under your room out the back where I keep that stuff. My Nintendo 64.
I was
going to
say, just under your E17 poster in the garage. Is that it?
Exactly.
But
five star.
Oh my God, five star. God help us all. When you think of the products of down through the years, there are some peculiar associations. I know Snoop Dogg did some sort of antivirus software, but there are odd ones, aren't there? Odd couplings.
Odd. Totally, like, and you know, there are some obvious ones, and the whole science behind this. I know you're doing an ISPCC gig, and it's a great charity. And the whole science is that you get someone that fits the brand, someone who's not associated too much with other brands, and someone who'll stick around for a while. So the classic example is someone like Roy Keane and the Guide Dogs. When you look at that kind of ambassador thing, where. Yeah. Up till last week when he's doing his book, doesn't do a huge amount, not associated with too many other brands, and has a kind of a proper association because he loves dogs. You're taking this kind of when people get it totally wrong. There is one with Justin Bieber and nail varnish I saw on my travels. The other one is Ozzy Osbourne, and I can't believe it's not butter, which I thought was a good one. Snoop Dogg, obviously, on his A Cybercrime Happens Every 3 Seconds was another one which I enjoyed. And the other one which you probably remember was Iggy Pop trying to sell car insurance. Now, I don't know what I would be necessarily buying, rushing out to buy car insurance that Iggy Pop was buying, to be quite honest. You'd buy other things Iggy Pop was buying, but I wouldn't be buying car insurance.
You'd accept an Iggy Pop endorsement for products that probably aren't for sale over the counter, shall we say.
Exactly. There's other ones, I know you mentioned earlier on as well, OJ, and you know, people of our vintage would know, remember the OJ Simpson thing, but there's a classic OJ Simpson one as well. And you know, talking about Oscar Pistorius today, and there's Louise Woodward one, of those kind of big TV trials that kind of stick in your memory. But yeah. I remember watching that when I was probably bunking off school back in 1994. The, you know, OJ driving off in his Blanco Branco or whatever it was called, going across the bridge and being chased. But he was actually on billboards.
We're having a great day of it today, aren't we? That's guy. I wouldn't mind, but if Yoda was in South Africa, it makes up the road. We'll come back to him. We'll come back to him in a second. A line goes down, doesn't it? I don't know what happened there, but that's the new vernacular. And they're just saying that for bowel screening. There, I wonder who you get to be the face for that.
I was just going to say.
Good luck with that meeting.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's come back to business. You were talking about the likes of watching O.J. Simpson escaping from the police.
And at the time, he was the superstar in a rent-a-car. Was the big billboard ad campaign going around LA at the time.
Oh, really? And
he was the celebrity ambassador for Hertz rent-a-car. Oh. So, needless to say, he was dropped pretty quick, too.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay. The product, let's go to the ones that work, where you kind of, like, I would say the Clooney one is definitely a lovely association. Well, smart, sophisticated.
Beautiful, you know, an expensive kind of premium product. George Clooney's a gorgeous man. Men love him. Men want to be him. Women love him. You know, he's a perfect brand ambassador as far as I can see. You mentioned Brian O'Driscoll, you know, doesn't really put a foot wrong. You know, he's had these long associations with Adidas, Gillette, Lexus and so on. You take Amy Huberman, you know, she puts on a Newbridge silverware bracelet and the thing, you know, sells out of shops the next day. Again, they're the kind of Kate and Will of the operation over here. Other guys bring out their own line of stuff. Tommy Bowe's shoes, as you probably remember from a couple of years ago. Yeah. And then there's others you think maybe, are they doing too much? Katie Taylor, she's either with Bank of Ireland or, you know, It's for Women at the moment. She's one that has that big kind of likability too. So she works. On a global perspective, you know, up and until, obviously, the misdemeanors and so on, but Tiger Woods did a massive job for Nike. You know, the golf sales of Nike product went through the roof. David Beckham, okay, he's bringing out this new whiskey product, but he's a guy that, you know, is so strongly associated with the likes of Adidas. You know, and you take others there as well, the likes of Kate Moss over the years and so on, what they did for a certain brand. I suppose the danger is all the time is that what they call this toxic talent is when something goes wrong, what happens to brand, and does the brand actually drop the ambassador too? But look, there's countless examples. This stuff works. These big companies, the Adidas and the Nikes and Pumas of this world, and Usain Bolt is his association with Puma. We mentioned the George Foreman grill. This stuff works, and that's why these people invest millions and millions in these brand ambassadors, is because people buy and people buy into this stuff.
What about Dawn Porter, Dawn O. Porter? Did she endorse something down with you?
She did. She had a kind of a line of Andrex wet wipes, I think, was her particular line that she did. Obviously, the other one that I've written down here is Bertie Ahern's ad for News of the World.
Oh, God, in the wardrobe.
Exactly.
Oh, God,
and then you look, you know, like everything, you know, this thing started in the UK back, as we were saying, back with Mr. Wedgwood. But, you know, you take the Beyoncés and the LeBron James and 50 Cent and these people and the stuff that they're doing, like their contracts are eye-watering, you know, like you've got this, you know, Pepsi and Coke, this ongoing battle between the two. Beyoncé's been endorsing Pepsi since 2002. She just signed a contract there for $50 million, so not a bad good day's work for her. You know, LeBron James, you know, when it comes to sport and it comes to the Nikes and Adidas over in the States, again, the money is into silly money. It's $90 million is his deal he's just done with Nike. Massive, massive money. And Usain Bolt as well, he's so strongly associated with Puma as the world's fastest man. And again, you know, his deal is worth something like $9 million a year. So, like, this stuff is in a totally different realm altogether when it comes to the States, I suppose. You look at our guys here and, you know, we probably have a handful of people, the Bryans and Amys of this world. Over there, it's on a totally different scale altogether.
All right, Mick, are you my old neighbour, Mick?
I am, yeah.
Ah, how are you?
How's it going? How are you?
Jeez, I always enjoyed knocking around with you when we were kids, but I had no, when I heard you...
That made such an impact on you. You obviously remembered me so well.
Well, that's what they were saying. His name's Mick, because I have written down here Michael O'Keefe. And I said, I said, I don't know any of Michael O'Keefe, but I always knew a messer called Mick O'Keefe back then.
That was only around the corner. Sure, I was only following you around, you know what I mean? So...
I was a leader of men, Mick. Always
some things,
was.
Some things never change. I was just staring at a picture here of Bobby and JFK here, the two of them, and in my office. Put in my new office. I don't know what that means. It's a symbol of you guys who were obviously assassinated. I don't know if people are trying to tell me something around here.
No, it's just that you've got impeccable taste in history. That's what I'd say.
Exactly.
Your marketing executive with PSG. What is PSG?
Yeah, chief executive. Jesus, get it right.
Marketing chief executive with PSG. What is PSG?
PSG is an amalgamation. Pembroke Communications was the company I worked for. And you previously had my colleague Marcus on before.
That's right,
jumped ship and went off to Leinster Rugby. And he's doing a great job up there. And we merged with Slattery Communications only around the corner. We're actually back in the leafy burbs of Booterstown. We're up around Cranford Centre there.
Oh, I know, near the dry cleaners there. In this,
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so good stuff.
That's our landmark.
Jeez, you didn't get fired, did you, Mick?
I didn't get fired.
No, you didn't get far.
I didn't get fired, not yet.
I didn't
get too far. I'm back to when we were about 16, we used to drink out the back around here.
That's,
so it's kind of, I've come full circle.
I'd like to say he made that last bit up. Nick, it's been good to talk to you. Still a messer as always.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.